Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Hannah Cody and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel according to John. So if you'll join me, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Feast of the Dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." So I really want to focus on the second half of this scripture passage when the Lord is talking about his sheep and how his sheep hear his voice. I think it's so good and so just beautiful and simple to really dive into this imagery of us as sheep and the Lord as a shepherd. Often we can put ourselves in the role of a shepherd, and that's very real. We may have families to take care of, friends, relationships to steward well. And often we do like practice the role of a shepherd, taking care of people, watching over our flock, whatever that may look like. But we can't forget that we are also the sheep. We are the Lord's sheep. We hear his voice. We know him. We follow him. And I think this passage is so beautiful because there are no qualifications for this, right? Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." This is concrete truth that the Lord is giving us. He knows us. We hear his voice. We follow him. And because of that, he gives us eternal life and no one can take us out of his hand. So if you've never prayed with this sheep imagery before, I just want to invite us to take a moment to think about this right now. I want to imagine you just as a little sheep in a pasture. I know it might be weird, but I just want to imagine you, how relaxing it is. There's wind blowing, the grass is green, and you're just there. There's no worries. There's no work needed of you. You just get to graze in a pasture. And you can see the shepherd. He's coming your way. He sees you. And maybe you've seen this image before, but the image of a shepherd just picking his sheep up, resting it on his shoulders, and just carrying him. Right? Like the shepherd cares about every single sheep in the pasture. And it's so peaceful and it's so restful. He loves us so much that he would pick us up, put us on his shoulders, and carry us wherever we need to go. And I want you to think about an area of your life where maybe this doesn't feel real. Maybe there's an area of your life where you've taken too much control. Maybe there's an area of your life you feel like you just can't rest. Maybe work or school is really just getting to you. And I want you to ask the Lord, "Lord, how can I be a sheep in this area of my life? How can I let you carry me through this pasture?" We hear the Lord's voice. We know him. We follow him. He gives us eternal life and no one can take us out of his hand. So whether or not you feel like you're in the pasture, just lean on that truth that we cannot perish in the Lord's hand. He has got us. He is taking care of us. He is holding us. He wants to carry us wherever he may go, right? We're not just a little pet that follows him around, but he actually picks us up and says, "I'm taking you with me. I want you to come on these adventures with me. I want you to be with me. You are my friend, and I will provide for every single one of your needs." So Lord, thank you for this truth that you're just speaking today. Thank you for being a God of peace and provision, and thank you for shepherding us every single day. This has been a scripture reflection on a gospel according to John. Again, my name is Hannah Cody. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they've blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.